The House of Representatives has voted to approve a non-binding war powers resolution aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran without congressional approval. President Trump ratcheted up tensions with Iran by assassinating Iranian Commander Qasem Soleimani in a targeted drone strike at the Baghdad International Airport last week. Thursday's 224-194 House vote included three Republicans voting yes and eight Democrats voting no. The resolution now heads to the Senate. The vote came as Iran's ambassador to the United Nations blasted the U.S. at the U.N. Security Council, speaking on behalf of Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, who was unable to address the Security Council himself after the U.S. denied him a visa in violation of a 1947 U.S.-U.N. agreement. This is Ambassador Majid Takravanchi.
I'm here today to deliver a statement on behalf of His Excellency Mr. Zarif, whose visa was denied by the United States in contravention of the headquarters agreement. And here is his statement. We are meeting today to discuss a momentous imperative we are all confronted with. The world is at a crossroads. With the end of monopolies on power, one unhinged regime is frantically clamoring to turn back time.
Thousands gathered in Chicago, New York, Seattle, and dozens of other cities to protest war with Iran Thursday night. The New York Times has obtained video that appears to show an Iranian missile hitting the Boeing 737 jet that crashed shortly after takeoff in Tehran Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board.